It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, do you hear that? That is the sound of movies. Yes. Hollywood blockbuster movies. Hello, JT here, and it's the sound of Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello. Hello, JT. How are you?
I'm great. I still think that intro is just way too epic for us, right? Don't you reckon?
It does sound very epic.
Yeah, I can see us like explosions and we're walking towards the camera, you know, with heat coming off our backs. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. Wearing suits. Yeah.
Do you remember our original off the radio that we used to have? And it was an epic song that you had for that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, we used a couple of good ones. There was a Flow Rider, yeah, Club did. Can't Handle Us, or Can't Handle We Got It. Sorry. Yeah. And Chris Brown, Yeah Times Three, I think it was. We had a couple of really good songs there, but I reckon this is by far the best.
This is the best. Yeah. I love this opener. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, welcome to it's a podcast all about movies. off to a great start, off to a flying start. And Mr. Lee, we've got a packed out show, so we're going to try and get things underway very, very soon. Before we do, what else is coming up apart from the fact that we're going to be talking about some new movies?
Look, we've got a very, very special treat today, and I'm so excited that we've brought this back. I'm not going to say what it is. You just got to listen to find out. We haven't done this little thing for quite a while, have we, JT?
Oh, yeah. 2024, I think, was the last time we did it. So it's been a long time.
That's a long time. So I'm really excited about that. I've got some very interesting news about a brand new thing that Guy Ritchie's doing. And we've also got our top fives. And this week, it's very interesting, the top five. So for the two places we've got, which Australia is one, and I won't say where the other one is either, you got to listen. But, yeah, very interesting.
Okay, that's all still to come.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, the first one we're going to talk about is Mortal Kombat 2. Now, this is an action-adventure fantasy sci-fi movie, and it is a movie. Did you watch the first one? It's from a few years ago, the first one.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Yeah.
Well, I love this because I was always a big fan of the game franchise, Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
so,
you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Righto. Well, this is no holds barred. It's a glory battle to the defeat the dark rule of Sean Khan. Is that Sean O'Khan? Is that how you say his name? I think so.
Yeah.
I actually say I really like Carl Urban. He's a great actor. He was in Star Trek.
Of course he was. Of course he was. But who I love is Jessica McNamee. Now, she's Aussie. And she was in Pact of the Rafters. Played Sammy Rafter many moons ago. And she was also in another movie, The Neighbor, I think it was. She's been in some big Hollywood movies as well. So, yeah, great to see an Aussie in this one.
Yeah. And also, is Josh Lawson, is that the Aussie as well?
Because
we've got a Josh Lawson that is an Australian too that's doing big things in America at the moment as well. So there could be two. So
loading up the Aussies.
Mm. Should we take a listen to the trailer of Mortal Kombat 2?
You want to know what makes a hero? It's not destiny. It's not something you're born with. It's searching for greatness.
Johnny Cage, you have been chosen for Mortal Kombat.
Then realizing you've had it in you this entire time.
Whoa! I really don't feel comfortable hitting a girl.
Don't worry. You won't.
Yo, send me back. I want to go back.
The rules of the tournament are simple. Our fates would not be settled by the size of our armies. They would be decided by combat.
not some great warrior. I'm not some champion.
This is a war for the fate of your world.
Freeze him!
Me.
Earth belongs to me.
We do not kneel!
Our only chance is to face this together.
Let's go, baby.
You, Johnny Cage, are a part of this now. It's showtime. Johnny will definitely die.
Oh, a bit of action in this Talk and Flicks podcast. I love a bit of Mortal Kombat. So if you love the first one, number two is going to be awesome as well.
And I will just say that Josh Lawson was in the first one of Mortal Kombat that came out in 2021. So he is definitely an Aussie. So as well, he was born in Queensland and Jessica was born in Sydney.
There you go. Yeah, I love Jess. She's great. Actually, you know what? If I could I have two hall passes, Jess would be my second. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just behind Margot, like just a little bit, or
isn't it funny? They're both Aussie, right?
So, yeah.
I think Jess is gorgeous, but I've got to say, Margot, she's just I can't. I feel like I've got a loyalty to Margot. I can't move her around. That is Mortal Kombat 2. Now, one for the family this weekend is The Sheep Detectives. Now, already there's been some previews of this, and reports are that it's a fantastic movie. Hugh Jackman, Emma Thompson, Nicholas Braun. And this is about George, who's a shepherd. He reads detective novels to his sheep every night.
Actually, do. What if they understand?
This is what the sheep are doing, right? They're trying to uncover mysteries, right? There's this mysterious incident that disrupts life on the farm, and the sheep, well, they kind of have to become the detectives here, and they follow the clues and investigate human suspects. They prove that even sheep can be brilliant crime solvers.
I like it. There is one part in the trailer that I've seen of it where the sheep are standing on the edge of the road, not knowing what it is, and then a chicken crosses the road. And what's the first thing you think of? What's the chicken cross the road?
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a listen to The Sheep Detectives.
If there's grit to happiness in my life, it's taking care of the kindest creatures on earth.
Sheep. I want you to meet my flock.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be.
I keep them well fed, well groomed, and each day I read out loud to them mysteries, whodunits.
I know who the killer was.
I like to pretend that they follow along,
but they're only sheep.
Ah! Why would he stop there?
He was just about to say who the killer was.
This is torture. It was the maid, right?
When I wake up.
Wake up! Everybody, wake up!
We found George on the grass, and he's not moving.
What?
Lily, tell us what to do!
Our shepherd was murdered. And we shall solve the crime.
George was visited by someone he knew well enough to offer a drink.
Not much of a story for you, I'm afraid.
Unless there's anything out of the ordinary.
The policeman is completely hopeless. Oh, we need to help him.
You think you're brave enough to leave home?
We're not scared.
What is that?
I think it's a rod.
But what is it made of?
Well, not grass, I can tell you that.
Are you coming? For George?
For George.
Officer Derry.
I am George Hardy's lawyer.
He wrote a will.
In the nighttime stories, the people in the will are always the suspects.
That man had nothing.
Well, actually, there is $30 million. And we have our motive.
We need to look for clues.
Stand
back.
I am, after all, a sheep detective.
Who killed George? What are they hiding?
What if I can't solve it?
I've read you dozens of these stories. They follow very simple rules.
Look, a clue.
Every time something happens with this case,
that's my hat.
There they are. A clue.
Thank you all.
Sheep can do things. In fact, we can do anything.
I want to bash it.
I want to bash it so bad.
What's with them?
Oh, yes.
Guys, I may be inside a clue. Ow!
Oh, dear. Look, you know what? How good is that? You know what? Hugh Jackman, he's such a versatile actor, isn't he? Like, you can put him in any movie, really. And, yeah. And he's great.
He can do anything.
He can.
Anything.
And so can Emma Thompson, too.
Yeah, she's so talented when you think she's playing the lawyer. But there is Brett Goldstein, who's Roy Kent in Ted Lasso. He plays a voice of one of the sheep, or actually two of the sheep, and he's actually quite funny. You could tell straight away as soon as you hear his voice, you go, oh, yeah, I know who that is. That's pretty good. But, yeah, I can't wait to see that, and it opens today. Now, another one that opens today, it's a special event, is Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft, The Tour. Now, this is in 3D and 2D. Thursday night, which is tonight, is 3D. I'm so excited. This is actually filmed with James Cameron as the director, and he has invented a lot of technology to do this. And this is captured during one of Billie's sold-out world tour concerts, which is incredible.
Now, it's time to finally have you do your homework, or are you going to be sitting in the naughty corner for the rest of the podcast?
Yeah.
Now, I said three songs, Miss Lee. Oh, no Googling. No Googling. Well, phone down.
I'm not Googling. I haven't got my phone.
Phone down. all right, three songs, Mr. Lee. What do you got?
I will tell you after the song, after we've listened to the trailer.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're not getting out of it this easily. Well, come on. Okay. Come on. You didn't do your homework, did you?
No, I didn't. you did it too well. And I'm trying to find something very quickly. And yeah, you caught me out. And it's funny, I know Birds of Feather, and I have heard of that. Wildflower, I have heard of that as well. But it's not something that I listen to. Like, you know, when it comes on and you go, oh, yeah, I like that. That's really good. But I didn't realize it was her singing it. So, yeah, sorry.
Well,
I should go see this concert then, shouldn't I?
We're going to play the trailer, and I'm going to go give Miss Lee the cane. We'll come back in just a tick.
But they've been sleeping there is so crazy.
Should I post it and see?
Oh my god.
She's looking.
Oh my god. She's looking.
Yeah. She's there.
Yeah, she can't see anything. Oh no, here comes so many of them. James Cameron.
No one shot a concert film on this scale before.
Why aren't you scared to leave me? How you feeling tonight? Where do we go?
We're using tech that's never been used before.
Can't wait. So you're up.
It's gonna be loud.
Duh.
You told me you carried a lot of pain with you throughout the tour.
Yes. Do you see the scrapes on my hands? That is from the fans. Here I go.
And what are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
I'm trying my best.
That note from Phineas made me cry.
It's gonna be my first show ever without him.
It's been the joy of my life to travel the world with you. No one does it like you do. Love, Pinch.
stand up for you and I will always fight for you.
It wipes one out. Is so brutal. I like to have a puppy room to like go chill in.
I'm doing this on my next movie for sure.
Right?
Well, that's what we need on this podcast for you, Miss Lee, a puppy room. I reckon you'd love that.
I would. As long as I can have my dog there, I'll be happy as.
Oh, Zeus would love it. Some puppy friends to play with. Unfortunately, it we don't would. Have that in here right now, so that's a work in progress. But yeah, there you go. Billie Eilish, an incredible performer, one of the world's biggest. Jeez. And what a life.
What a life, right? But that sounds incredible. And to think that people just stalk outside a hotel where you're staying and you knock on the window and all of a sudden they're all looking up at you, you just go, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy, all right. Now, continuing on the music theme, we've got a documentary on Iron Maiden, Burning Ambition. Of course, it goes for 2 hours. Steve Harris, Bruce Dickinson. And I have to say, I've actually not heard of this band before, but I do know that they go Run to the Hills, The Trooper, The Number of Beast. How about that? I know 3 songs.
I would love to see you driving around Tamworth in your car with Iron Maiden blaring out the windows.
And the car's going the car's up bouncing. And down. Like,
oh, my God. Now I've heard it all. Oh, that would be so, you know what? That would be so good. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. That would be too funny. I think I'd like to see that too. now we've got one special edition of this movie on Friday night in all our sites, so make sure you go see it, because it is, these sort of documentaries are just so interesting, you know, with the Michael Docco that we've had and all the other previous ones. This is the real stuff. So yeah. Now on Sunday we've got the National Theatre's All My Sons, and this is one with Bryan Cranston in it, as well as Hayley Squires, and it is about a family, and they get a lot of things out of wartime. They get a lot of profits, but unfortunately it comes at a price when his partner is charged with a criminal manufacturing deal and his son also goes missing in action. So yeah. These National Theatre Live ones are so good.
They are great. So yeah. That is what's currently screening along with these great movies. Let's kick it off, Mr. Lee, with one of the biggest right now, Devil Wears Prada 2. That's doing great stuff at the box office.
Certainly is. Also, Hoppers, Lee Cronin's The Mummy, The Magic Faraway Tree, Michael, Project Hail Mary, Scream 7, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, and on Wednesday, we have Top Gun, the 40th anniversary. I cannot believe it is 40 years since this movie first came out with Tom Cruise, Kelly McGinnis, Val Kilmer. It was such an incredible experience to go watch this on the big screen. And all I can say is if you've never, ever seen this movie on the big screen, this is your chance, because as we all know, Maverick was huge a few years ago. And if you have not seen the first one, this is the one you need to go and see. So make sure you check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
It's time to play everyone's favourite game with some not-so-great acting. This is Talking Flicks Movie Oki.
Oh, it's back, baby. In a big way.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy we brought this back.
We did promise last week that we would have a special movie Oki to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Top Gun. Can't believe it's been 40 years. That is incredible.
It is. It's scary.
All right. Now, so just remember, Mr. Lee, as well, this is all about our career prospects here. Every time we do some acting, there's every chance we may not get a job.
What do you mean, may not? Definitely not. We haven't got one yet.
Not yet, no. However, this is a good movie. This could be our big break. It always only takes one. Only takes one, right?
Correct.
So,
absolutely.
We have a script in front of us to act out some of this Top Gun movie. Now, you're going to love this, Mr. Lee. In some good news for you, you'll be playing Tom Cruise's character, Maverick.
Thank you. Yay. That's good. Actually, no, I do like Tom Cruise a little bit more than normal. So that's good. Thank you.
So
who are you playing? Who are you playing?
That I do not know. I don't know the name's guy's name. I think it could be Goose. Okay. Yeah. This is going to be as random as it comes. And in some interesting news, I actually have not seen this film. So
well, you're going to be going to watch it on Wednesday, aren't you?
I'm
going
to have to, yeah, after I've played out this scene. So we'll see how good it is. So this scene is in the air. We're in the fighter jets, and Grant and I are in a bit of trouble. So we're, yeah, trying to save each other.
That's before we even start.
Oh, God, yeah. This is going to be very interesting. So are you ready, Mr. Lee? Should we have a crack?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready, Goose.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if we can scare him out of here. Lock up, baby.
I've got him locked. Bingo!
We got him, Mav. He's bugging out.
Mustang, this is Maverick. MRG, two Mig. Is headed home. What, Mig?
It's Mig. Mig.
Oh, yep. There you go. Yep. Oh, good. Mig, two is headed home.
That's your line, too.
He's got... Great start. He's got missile locked on us. He's engaging me.
God damn it, Mustang. This bogey's all over me. Do I have permission to fire? That should be more epic, shouldn't it? Anyway.
It should be. Yeah.
Do not fire until fired upon.
Moose, there they are.
The MiG's in perfect firing position.
No way. We would have fired by now. He's trying to piss us off.
Maverick, get down here and get this asshole off me.
Ooh, I like Maverick. Easy, Cougar. Easy. Bring him back. Hard. Right. Let me engage. I'm on my way. I can't shoot. So let's have a little bit of fun with him.
Is that your line? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Is this your idea of fun, Mav?
Greetings.
Watch the birdie.
Jeez, I cracked myself up. Oh, look, that was brilliant.
Incredible. That's a 10. That's a 10.
Now, you just watch everyone all the directors, Spielberg, James Cameron. They'll all be ringing in now.
That is so good. We'll be bringing that segment back again in about 5 years.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Too funny. Wow. I'm glad you said 5 years. Okay, let's go to the top five for the USA. Number five is Hokum, which is the new horror movie. Number four is the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Number three is Project Hail Mary. Number two is Michael. And number one, absolutely no surprise, The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Had to be there. Just had to be
had
there.
Had to be. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to be there again for Oz, but let's have a look. Let's do it as I do some more stretches and warm up. Let's do the top five for Oz. Number five is Hokum. Number four is the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Number three is Project Hail Mary. Seeing a bit of deja vu here. Number two for Oz is Michael. And number one... Oh, you just won't believe this. Number one, Devil Wears Prada 2.
Wow. This is exactly the same.
Some figures, Mr. Lee, from the box office, please, because I'm thinking this is going to be huge.
Yeah, it is. Look, Devil Wears Prada, it has opened with $352 million globally in the first weekend, which is absolutely huge. Now, internationally, it took $156 million, which is incredible because this has actually made more than The Devil Wears Prada, the first one. So this is going to be big. And you could be right that it could be in the top 10.
No, I'm saying top five. I'm going top five. And you know what? I'm going right to the top, baby. Right, I'm calling it.
You're doing well.
You've done well. We'll see how it goes the next few weeks. If it stays in the number one spot for a few weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks, it's got a good chance. So we'll see how it goes. It's got to do big money. But you are right. There are some other big movies to come this year. But this has been big.
It has.
I've been hearing too about 76% female going to see the movie as well. That's the figure that's come out. Wow. So yeah, and I know that when I went to the movies, there's a couple of guys there, but definitely one of the biggest chick flicks in a very long time for sure. So.
Very much so. Yeah. Now with Oz, I'll just quickly just say it was a record-breaking opening. It took 13 mil in the 4 days, so that's incredible. Well done.
That is great. So yeah. Definitely right now the biggest movie of the year. Yes.
Definitely.
There you go.
I will not sit on the fence on that one. I'm definitely saying yes.
Good. Okay, that's good. I'm glad. Because there's no fence sitting here. You know the rules.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
All right.
Look, the first one is Shrek. Can you believe Shrek's 25 years old?
Oh, that's crazy. That is just crazy, isn't it?
So May 16 to 17, we've got Shrek's 25th anniversary screening happening at Tamworth Walker on Orange, as well as the amazing digital circus from June 5. And then June 7, we've got the National Theatre Live, The Audience with Helen Mirren. So looking forward to those in the next few weeks.
That is all still to come. So, yeah, lots of things happening on the calendar there. And you know what? That brings us to the end of the podcast today. It's been huge. Some big movies.
Absolutely huge. Yeah. Oh, I cannot believe we've got all those new movies opening this week.
Take your pick. You can go to the movies like over and over again.
Yeah. And not see the same thing twice.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of popcorn to consume. A lot of popcorn.
A lot of popcorn.
I hope you're ready, yes. Mr. Lee.
I will be very much so. I will be ready.
That's what I like to hear.
We'll have the popcorn made.
That's what I like to hear. But when the cinema's open today, heaps of great movies out. So some Mortal Kombat 2. There's Billie Eilish. There's The Sheep Detectives, Iron Maiden, Tomorrow, All My Sons, and Top Gun as well. So forum6.com.au to get all the info you need. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee. But we are back tomorrow for a very special reason, aren't we?
We certainly are, and we get to talk to our talking flisk about a movie called The Devil Wears Prada 2. So it'll be interesting to get their point of view.
And for the first time ever as well, it's the first time all three of us have been to see a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously we're in the 23% that have been meant to go see it.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. yeah, but look, I'm not going to say too much, but got to say it was a pretty good movie. So I look forward to talking about that tomorrow.
We certainly will. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.